Welcome into another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN as we head into week number two for the Atlantic Trojans. And speaking, as always, with Atlantic head football coach Eric Waldstein. Coach, not the result you wanted in week number one. You come away with a 34-14 loss to a Clarinda team, but you said you saw some improvement compared to the way you started the season last year.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what, when we watched the film with the guys on Sunday, that was the big thing that we tried to take away from the film was, you know, we're much improved compared to where we were a year ago. And, you know, we're, for the most part, probably 90% of the time, we're doing everything right. It's just a matter of, you know, tweaking the little things, you know, making sure, you know, yeah, we know who we're blocking. Are we taking the right footwork? You know, are we getting hands on, you know, the way we're supposed to, you know, we know what route we're running. Is it a crisp route? You know, just those kind of things, you know, that we just, it's right now, this week's been focused on the little things, and that's, you know, that's what we've been doing. And, you know, we're going to continue to do that. Cause I mean, it's always little things that you can work on. I mean, once you get your footwork down, then it's, you know, all right, well, is it, you know, can you tweak your footwork a little bit just to make it easier for you, you know? And there's a lot of different things, and, you know, like I said, we know the big things now. It's just working on the little things.
Against a team like Clarinda, you knew what they were going to do. They're going to keep the ball on the ground, but I'm sure you gave up a little bit more yardage in that category than you would like to. What are you going to do defensively to change up stopping that run game?
Run a regular defense. you know, and that's, you know, what I, you know, I dread the Clarinda week, because, you know, it's defense of the week, because, you know, there's really, nobody runs a defense that is built to stop the spinner back. You know, and that's what everybody goes through when you face something like that. So, you know, yeah, for us, it's going to be, we're going to be able to get back and run our regular defense and, you know, and really, you know, focus on what we've been doing, you know, all summer. You know, and guys get back to, you know, knowing what their reads are again and knowing their assignments. And, you know, that's probably the biggest thing, you know, defensively, that we're going to be able to get back to doing, where we're going to be able to stop the run.
And you did get down early in that game, but were able to come back and get within a couple of scores and once again there in the third quarter. So it seemed like the team did show some resiliency.
Yeah, I mean, the kids kept on fighting, you know, and that was a big thing. You know, we talked about after the Red Oak scrimmage, and, you know, we've talked a lot, you know, over the past offseason about not riding the emotional roller coaster and, you know, getting down when, you know, and when things get really, really bad, they're really, really bad, you know. So, you know, we did a better job this, you know, this last week of not riding the emotional roller coaster and, you know, and fighting back and, you know, and staying in the game, you know. And that was, you know, one of the things that, you know, we talked about on Sunday is, you know, we've got to be able to finish. I mean, we were in the red zone twice and came away with no points. And, you know, we get points on those two drives. I mean, it's 28-28, and it's a whole different ball game. So, you know, we're going to work on finishing and, you know, getting some of that stuff done.
Well, you mentioned those two red zone trips, and then also some other situations in the game where you had a chance to get a little bit closer as well. Clarinda had a little bit of a lucky break with being able to pick up a punt that was in the end zone and run it out for a first down, where it could have been a situation where your team ended up with a safety. So it seemed like maybe a lot of those, you know, game of inches types of plays could have made a difference.
Yeah, you know, and that was, you know, Jackson Eden was kind of beating himself up a little bit about missing the tackle in the end zone. And, you know, and I told him, and I told the whole punt block team, I said, look, guys, you know, when snap goes, you know, it doesn't matter what level, high school, college, NFL, snap goes over the punter's head, you know, everybody, you know, craps their pants and goes, oh, man, you know. And, you know, and what I told those guys is, I'm like, look, you know, there's 100 things that could go our way when the ball goes over his head. I mean, it could go out the back of the end zone. We could make a tackle. We could, you know, pick up the ball. You know, there's a lot of things good that can happen for us. There's only one bad thing that can happen, and that's, you know, he picks up and takes off and runs for a first down. I mean, even if he punts the ball away, hey, it's still good for us because, you know, we get the ball back. You know, and the one bad thing that could happen to us happened. And, you know, I told them, you know, I've been coaching football a long time, and it's not the first time I've seen that happen. It just, you know, you know, like I said, you know, everybody just, you know, they freak out and they don't know, you know, just, oh man, I got to go make a play. And then they end up missing a tackle and, you know, everybody's just kind of scrambling. So, but yeah, if we could take that back, that would have been a big game changer for us.
Yeah, and they took the ball down the field and then scored that final score that they had of the game there. So I'm sure that was kind of a little bit of a wind out of the sails type of play. But, you know, still, I guess at that point, your team had an opportunity to still be in the game.
Yeah, you know, we were never, you know, we were never really out of it. We just, you know, we didn't capitalize on some opportunities that we had. And, you know, that's, I told the kids this too on Sunday. I said, that's the difference between, you know, between being a, you know, a good football team and, you know, a great football team is you just, you know, you have to capitalize on, you know, on the opportunities that you get to score and the opportunities you get to make big plays. And, you know, we're just, you know, like I said, we're going to keep stressing that.
And of course, it's always interesting that first week to get out there in live action. We talked about how that was, you know, such a unique game to try to start the season off with last year. You're able to be a little bit more prepared this year. You know, do you feel like the guys were a little bit more confident? Was there anybody that stepped up and surprised you in here in week one?
You know, we had a lot of guys that that actually played really well. Logan Templeton had a really nice game at offensive tackle for us. You know, Brendan Holmes, you know, obviously, you know, played really well on both sides of the ball. Kyle Nelson made a ton of tackles on defense. Devin Sedlick, you know, young guy, you know, 165-pound defensive lineman. You know, he didn't rack up a lot of stats, but, you know, he did his job and what we asked him to do and, you know, and played really well. You know, again, you know, Logan Templeton played really well on defense for us, too. You know, we had a lot of guys that, you know, we had some question marks about, you know, if they were going to be able to get the job done, and they, you know, and they stepped up on Friday night and they got the job done, and, you know, hopefully they continue to do that through the rest of the season.
Well, now you kind of get to settle into the routine. It's, you know, game week after game week. I guess walk people through that a little bit. How do you approach the week? What do you guys like to do leading up to each game?
Well, you know, this week, you know, is a little bit unique because we don't have a JV, you know, no JV game on Monday. So, you know, we get an extra day of practice in there. You know, so when we don't have a JV game, you know, we spend, you know, Monday working on offense, Tuesday working on defense, and then we split it up on Wednesday and Thursday and, you know, work a little bit of each. you know, but when we, you know, starting next week, we start getting in a row, you know, a lot of JV games in a row, and, you know, we'll bring the varsity guys in on Monday and, you know, probably spend about an hour, you know, hour and a half tops, you know, with the varsity guys, you know, just running some stuff on air and reviewing a few things and, you know, no hitting or anything like that. It's just a lot of mental, you know, good mental practice. You know, and then, since we're a day short, you know, we split practices Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, you know, between offense and defense. And, you know, that's just something we have to do because we, you know, we're so short on numbers and we've got a lot of guys that, are playing Ironman football and playing both ways. And some of them don't come off the field. So, that's just, it's the nature of where we're at as a program. But, you know, I've said before, I wouldn't have it any other way. I got a great group of kids and they work their tails off.
Well, now we turn the page here to a new opponent here in week number two, another team that's looking for their first win. They didn't have a lot of success moving the ball at all offensively against Harlan in week one. Of course, always a tough opponent to start off with. But what do you know about Denison so far?
You know, they're not a bad football team. They're struggling a little bit, you know, getting some of their skill guys going. And, you know, when you start off your season against a team like Harlan, who, you know, Harlan, you know, may not be the biggest team on the field or the fastest team on the field, but, you know, their kids have been running that, you know, power offense and, you know, their defense. You know, those kids have been running that since they were in third grade, you know. So, you know, they're not going to make mental mistakes. They know where they're going. They know who they're blocking. They know what their assignment is. And, you know, that's where Harlan beats you, and that's, you know, you got to be able to figure out a way to work around that. And, you know, and I think Denison, you know, they struggled a little bit with that. Just, you know, their skill guys had a tough time getting going. And, you know, their offensive line, they've got a couple kids with some decent size up front. But, you know, they I think they struggled a little bit with some of the things that Harlan was doing. And, you know, and that just that kind of comes with the territory. You know, you're, you know, you got kids that, you know, maybe didn't play last year who are coming in, and when the bullets start flying that first time, you know, the you get the deer in the headlights, and you know, you start making some mental mistakes. So, but yeah, like I said, they're not a bad football team. You know, we've got to come prepared and ready to play.
Yeah, they return 11 guys that were either starters or played quite a bit for them last year. Not so much on offense. That's where they're really inexperienced, and they've got a new quarterback in Brandon Brotherton that went down quite a few times with four sacks in that first game against Harlan. You're going to look to try to keep up that pressure against a guy that doesn't have that experience back there.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we do as a defense. I mean, we're, you know, this last week we didn't pressure because, you know, just the nature of the offense we were facing. But, you know, when we start playing against a normal offense, you know, we like to bring pressure and play man coverage. And, you know, everybody that, you know, we played against last year, they know that what to expect from us. And that's what you're going to get is man coverage and lots of pressure. So, you know, hopefully we'll be able to take advantage of, you know, some of their lack of experience on offense and, you know, and make some big plays on D.
Well, it's hard to take away a lot from another opponent matching up against an opponent you're going to see. But Harlan did have some success on the ground. That's mainly where they did their damage in that football game. That's something you're going to look to focus on offensively as well?
Yeah, you know, it kind of depends. You know, Harlan runs a little bit different offense than we do. You know, they like to pack him in there with a tight end and two backs. And, you know, so some of it will depend on – we're kind of prepping for both. Being able to get outside and being able to run in the middle, it kind of depends what Dennison does to us. You know, they want to keep seven guys in the box, then hey, we'll get outside. And you know, they keep five or six guys in the box, and we'll start running up the middle. I mean, that's the great thing about the offense that we run. I mean, there's so many reads and, you know, and options in it that you know, depending on what they give us is what we're going to be able to do as far as the run game.
Well, it's your first road trip here this season. Anything different preparation-wise for the kids that you tell them as you head out on the road?
No, not really. Just, you know, be here a little bit earlier for the bus. You know, you know, it's not, you know, I haven't been up to Dennison, you know, but, you know, it's not like you're going into, you know, a 10,000, 20,000, 100,000 seat stadium that's a hostile crowd. You know, most of the time, you know, these Iowa high school football games, you know, there's about as many, you know, fans for you as the visiting team as there is for the home team. And, you know, so there's always, you know, a lot of support there. And, you know, that makes it a little bit easier.
And I know sometimes coaches talk about, I guess, different things that they do after, you know, a ride like that. It is a little bit of a trip up to Dennison. Get out and do some little bit of walkthrough before you head to the locker room. Anything special that you like to do as a coach?
No, not really. I mean, it's just, you know, hey, we're there for business and, you know, get off the bus, get changed. Let's get out on the field and get the show on the road.
All right, and here heading from week one to week two, of course, always that first week there's going to be some bumps and bruises. Is your team healthy, Coach?
For the most part, you know, we're a little banged up. You know, guys were a little banged up before we even played the game. But, you know, yeah, like I said, we're a little banged up. You know, Ben Reno, he's out for the season. Just kind of a freak, you know, has a hairline fracture in his ankle. So yeah, he's probably out for the season. We're just, you know, we're still kind of early. We're just going to wait and see how that thing goes. And be nice if we could get him back for the last couple weeks of the season. You know, but other than that, you know, everybody's, like I said, banged up and bruised a little bit. But, you know, I keep telling the kids, hey, you know, you want to get healthy, you can get healthy in 8 weeks.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to another opportunity for the Trojans to try to get out there and get a win here this week, Coach. And we'll be there for the broadcast tonight, so look forward to it. Thanks for your time.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. That's Atlantic Head football coach Eric Waldstein as we prepare for our game tonight against the Dennison Monarchs. That's going to do it for Trojan Preview here on KJN.